This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 8 for Wednesday, August 7th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market corrected itself on Wednesday as strengthened vegetable oil spilled over into the oilseed. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil showed strong gains. Crude oil was up nearly $2 US per barrel due to Middle East tensions. The Canadian dollar was up 1/4 of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The November canola contract was up $7 per ton at $594.60. In the US, corn, soybeans, and wheat all showed small losses. Ahead of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's August supply-demand estimates to be released on August 12th, the trade estimated the average corn yield to be 182.1 bushels per acre, 1.1 more than the July estimate. Ending stocks for 2024-25 are expected to mostly stay the same at 2.096 billion bushels. June corn exports out of the U.S. totaled 5.496 million tons, a three-year high for the month, but down 7.9% from May. Corn exports this marketing year through June were 47.81 million tons. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported average ethanol production at 1.067 million barrels per day for the week ended August 2nd, down 42,000 from the previous week. Stocks were down 206,000 barrels at 23.767 million. The September corn contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.83. The trade estimated the average U.S. soybean yield to be 52.5 bushels per acre, half a bushel per acre more than the July estimate. Ending stocks are expected to be 465 million bushels, up from 435 million estimated in July. June U.S. soybean exports were at 1.339 million tons, while year-to-date exports totaled 43.03 million. Soy meal shipments totaled 1.119 million, down 11.19% from last year. Soy oil shipments were a four-year high for June at 52,312 tons. Soybean exports out of Brazil were at 11.25 million tons in July, 16% above last year. Two unions of soy oil factory workers in Argentina are currently on strike over wages. The November soybean contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.19. The trade expects wheat production to be 2.015 billion bushels compared to the 2.008 billion bushel estimate in the U.S. in July. Spring wheat production is expected to be up 4 million bushels at 582 million. All wheat ending stocks are projected at 862 million bushels, up 6 million from July. U.S. wheat exports were 1.47 million tons in June to start the marketing year, 27.6% more than last year, but still the second lowest in 20 years. Egypt has offered a 3.8 million ton tender for milling wheat for shipping from October to April. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.38. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.56. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.85. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.